Charlie's Deep Dive.
Alan, today my deep dive is into the sordid history of bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Oh, not Bachelor in Paradise. That's for next week. That's okay, go on.
Yeah, so this is actually something that dates back thousands of years. So there's been a lot of pre-wedding rituals. So let's go back to ancient Greece, where women, the day prior to marriage, would make offerings and sacrifices to the gods. And then in the 17th century in Sweden, the bride celebrated what they called virgin nights by taking a bath with her virgin friends. Sounds like the plot of a very naughty movie.
That's how mine ended, actually.
But they wouldn't just take the bath. They would then stay up late night feasting and drinking.
Now we're talking. Yeah.
But in 1649, the town actually banned it because apparently they were having a hard time maintaining decorum at the wedding service the next day.
Makes sense.
No
Makes
surprises
sense.
There.
Yeah.
And then let's fast forward a little bit to the men, because one of the earliest pre-wedding customs practiced by men took place in ancient Sparta, where the soldiers would toast one another on the eve of their friend's wedding. But a key moment in the formation of modern bachelor party traditions was the 19th century Industrial Revolution.
Okay.
So basically what happened was you got guys that were moving from the countryside into the cities to take up these jobs in factories. And so when the guys were going to work, they would start these rituals in the workshop, which they would call rites of passages when men would finish apprenticeships.
Yeah.
So they would go to the pub, they would play practical jokes on one another. And then these traditions started happening when they would, when some of those men were about to get married as well. So
that is what
then started to form the modern day bachelor parties as we know it. And women caught wind of this in the 20th century and adapted their own workplace traditions, which then, same thing as the men, morphed into wedding day celebrations. For example, co-workers would shower the bride with gifts. Now, this was started out in the office and then moved out of the office.
Now, I always thought nothing good comes from the office, so this is very refreshing for me.
But what really added the naughty factor, because it all started pretty kind of...
Yeah, when did the willy straws get introduced?
Yeah. Well, that was actually around the 1960s when the sexual revolution took place and women were embracing more of a, like, sexually fluid lifestyle.
Oh, these hippies, I tell you.
So that's when it kind of started turning into something a little more raunchy and risque. And of course, the men then followed the women's lead. So it was actually the women that brought in the raunch factor to the bachelor and bachelorettes in the 60s. So, and then they kind of morphed into a hangover movie.
Yeah, the horribleness that it is today. Yeah. When did the eyebrow shaving start getting introduced? I thought we stole that from women.
I think that was the ancient Spartans that started that.